Your high school yearbook is supposed to be nostalgic. It's supposed to bring up memories of your youth and commemorate some of the best or at least most awkward years of your young life.
But this year, yearbooks became a little more complicated. With the divisive rhetoric and political rancor surrounding the 2016 presidential election, students and yearbook editors around the country had to tackle the challenge of how to document one of the most polarizing times in our country's history.
We kind of talked about it the next day. This particular election really was an intense one for our students in particular.
Curtis Dutiel is the yearbook sponsor for Desert View High School in Tucson.
They were very concerned, especially after the results election night. So we talked about what we would do, and I said, let's put something in there about it. Any presidential election is an important event, but this one was the results were pretty shocking, as everybody is well aware.
He says many of his students were really upset after the election because they have a large Latino community and many undocumented students there. His principal told them the best approach was just to be fair.
Be careful. Because of something like this, it would be like running a school newspaper. Keep it even-keeled. Don't get too political, too inflammatory.
As the New York Times documented earlier this year, schools tackled politics in yearbooks in various ways, from making big splashy spreads to publishing the results of mock elections held in each school. Some celebrated Donald Trump's challenge to the political system, and others devoted the space to students' participation in the election.
Yearbook editors and advisors have been extra careful, at least the ones that I've worked with, in terms of how they actually present the information, in terms of which president won and why they won and why they're good for the country and all that. I've seen a lot more kind of careful language around that.
Elias Joe is the CEO of Entourage Yearbooks, a yearbook design and manufacturing company. The company holds an annual yearbook competition, which he helps judge, and his company produces a year-in-review section documenting the biggest news events of the past school year that schools can download and put in their yearbooks. In a normal election year, he said he would have had a larger spread on this election, but this year, they kept it pretty straightforward. I spoke with him more about how he saw schools tackle politics this year.
From what we've been seeing, and we get to see a lot of yearbooks kind of go through our plants and our technology, is that first of all, the journalism aspect for yearbooks, especially at the high school level, is very important. And what they're trying to capture is not only pictures and messages and stories about what happened, but what's also happening in the world that's affecting the school. And so the election was a big part of that this year, and you've got schools and students across the spectrum in terms of where they fell. I would say in terms of what we experienced is we saw yearbook advisors really focusing on quality journalism, fact-based in terms of what actually happened, really trying to stay away from kind of more of the political commentary and just a lot more focus on the yearbook and the community. There are definitely some yearbook staffs that I work with that they weren't supporters of the Trump election, but, you know, they felt that and they were going to put that in the book. And then, you know, I've had advisors come in and talk to each other and say, listen, let's not make a political statement here. This is really about the school. This is about the students. This is about the seniors. Let's really make it about them.
So I wonder, looking at yearbooks all over the country, do you notice differences in regions? Are there like certain areas of the country that are more conservative that painted this in a different way, or certain areas that are more liberal that sort of highlighted some people who might have been upset about the election?
I would say across the board, it's been a little bit muted from our experience, just because you don't want to have even a school that's heavily a supporter of Trump or heavily a supporter of not a supporter of Trump. You don't want to alienate parts of the community. So our experience is that people have been, they want to capture what happened because it's happened. They don't want to kind of ignore that. Mm-hmm. But it is important that since the yearbook is kind of a representative of what the school feels, that they're not overstepping what the school's position is on the politics of what happened this past year.
You do this as for a living, right? You look at yearbooks, you judge them, you try and help them with their content. And I wonder, yearbooks are supposed to be things that sort of document this time, like you said. Do you think that they should include the big events of the year and that they should include the reactions that the school had?
My opinion on the role of a yearbook is it really is meant to be a reflection of the history that was shared among those students in that school. Having an accurate journalistic record as to what happened and how that affects each of the students, I think, is vital to putting together a memorable and quality yearbook. For schools where the election was a big part during the November time period as to what was going on, I think it should get proper coverage.
All right. Elias Joe is the CEO of Entourage Yearbooks. Elias, thanks so much for joining us today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.